In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You may be seated. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
As you can tell, this is a little bit different. I get to preach. Woohoo! So. And not just one sermon, but you get two. So. It's going to be a great day. And you know it's a great day because you're here. Look around. What joy. What beauty. Everything's terrific except for Father's voice. But it shall return. God does have a good sense of humor. He said, well, it is April Fool's. So good morning, everyone, and happy, happy Easter. If you're here for the first time, this works for me too. This is Father Albert. I want you to know that I'm usually pretty loud, and me too. But maybe because this Easter day did land on April Fool's Day, God decided that I shouldn't speak. Last night for the Easter Vigil, we had a full church. It was glorious, and baptized 8 new members into the body of Christ. From a little tiny baby that looked like she had a prom dress to a couple of adults. It was awesome, so beautiful. And Father knew his voice wasn't in the best shape already. But he had to do that last night because it was bilingual. He did because several of the people and their families were Spanish. And it needed to be Father Albert last night. And it was a true blessing. So he didn't expect it was going to be this way, but you get a sermon anyway. And because Easter must go on, because Jesus is risen indeed. There was a man whose hobby was to grow roses in his front garden, and he spent hours on it. Many of his neighbors would pass by and acknowledge the beauty of his garden. The peculiar thing was that when he worked in his rose garden, he always whistled. And it always seemed to everyone that he was whistling much louder than was needed for his own enjoyment. One day, one of the passerby neighbors asked him why it was that he whistled so loudly. The man stood up, took off his gloves, and showed his neighbor into his home to meet his wife. The woman was in a hospital bed and was not only an invalid, but was completely blind as well. The man explained how the doctor had told him enjoyable and uplifting sounds had a positive effect on his wife and her health. When the man told the doctor about his gardening routine and the whistling that went along with it, the doctor told him, "You keep whistling. That seems to be helping her." You see, he wasn't whistling for his own benefit or out of habit to annoy anybody or for his own enjoyment, but rather out of love for his wife who needed to hear those sounds. He wanted his blind wife to know that he was nearby and that she was not alone. On Easter Day, we celebrate once again that God has never left us alone. Throughout the history of salvation, God spoke to the prophets who longed for the Messiah. Then he spoke through the apostles who witnessed the resurrection and passed it on to us, even to our days. We too are witnesses of the risen Christ. I would venture to say that God has had many whistlers throughout history who have whistled and proclaimed good news, not for their own benefit, and many to their detriment and death, but that so we, you and I may know the love of a good God who sent his son to die and rise for us. Today, we celebrate that death is not the end, that the darkness of the tomb cannot overcome the light of faith, and that you and I have been created for so much more. Perhaps, now more than ever, God is calling us to whistle the good news of the resurrection. People need to hear it loud and clear, that God loves them, that despite all the craziness we experience daily in our world, we are a people who will never lose hope, that God is really on our side, and that the victory of Christ is our victory, that he did this for us, for you, and for you, and for you, and for you, and for me. He did it for us. God whistled good news loud and clear on this day. Throughout the ages, he sent us women and men to whistle the good news to us. Now we must be the whistlers of God's good news. We must say it loud and clear with our words and actions. Actions, not just words. That we are disciples of Jesus and witnesses of his resurrection. That nothing, nothing that happens in this world, no matter how dark, sad, or discouraging that may be, we will stand on the side of hope, for our hope is founded on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as for me, I get to preach on Easter. Priests usually preach on Easter. I guess he's been saving me up, even though I had an evening to prepare. He said, it's time. You talk to the people of St. Benedict's. And he protected me because I can't go wandering around down there. Next time, I promise I'll be down there. But I can't really wander down there. I have a brand new ankle, and I only have another week and a half with my boot, so pray for me, and then I will be up and around and no walker, and it'll be wonderful. You'll be able to talk, I'll be able to walk, we'll have the lame will be healed. So, without a lot of time to prepare, I mean, I had a great sermon for Maundy Thursday. You couldn't have lost your voice then. Thanks. The Mandatum. And we're St. Benedict's Rehab. I do think we are the bootiest crowd. I've never seen more boots in one place. Carla, you probably have a whole collection. So just tell them we're booty church, and they better get over here. So, on Maundy Thursday, it was the mandate, the mandatum. This is my commandment. Love your God and love one another with a very personal, special foot washing by the clergy and the vestry. Every person had a foot washed. Let me be your servant, too. Very powerful. And I had a really meaningful sermon for Good Friday, too. The day that our Lord gave up his life for us, and where we venerate, where we honor, and we kiss the cross. But that brings us to today. That Friday brings us here today to Easter. Here's my belief for Easter, and yours too, or you wouldn't have come here today. Alleluia! Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Oh, one more time. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Alleluia. What beautiful words. What deep meaning. But you know, in the gospel, the women that came to the tomb today in Mark's gospel, Mary Magdalene, Mary, mother of James, and Salome, were not only surprised, but frightened. They didn't go tell anyone. Last night at the beautiful Easter Vigil, which tells the story of the people of God and the resurrection, the Gospel of Matthew had a slightly different version of that same empty tomb with the same women. But Matthew said that they saw the stone rolled away, the angel told them not to be afraid, and that Jesus had risen and would meet with the disciples again and to go tell them. But they, in Matthew's version, were filled with joy, and they ran to them. We wonder, what is the difference and why? I pondered it, and then I read the next verse in Mark, because we just read 1-8. 9, Jesus speaks and appears to Mary Magdalene. So she runs to the disciples, but they do not believe her. Then he appears to two more people, and they run to the disciples, and they don't believe them. Then Jesus finally appears to the 11 disciples and chides them for their lack of faith. And then they believed. Would you have believed when you saw the stone rolled away, an empty tomb, and an angel saying, "Don't be afraid. Jesus, from whom you are looking for, has risen from the grave. Go tell his disciples." I wonder. I wonder if I peered in, expecting to see a body wrapped in a shroud, and I had brought lots of perfume and spices to prepare Jesus' body properly, I know I would be shocked to see that he was gone, even though he said he would be gone. How would you really feel? What would you think? Everything is turned upside down. Nothing will ever be the same again, because Jesus lives in a new way. That is indeed good news, and that we have that same opportunity to live in a new way when we die to this life. The joy of resurrection is often the only thing that keeps us going when a loved one passes away, or when students and coaches are murdered at school, or when cancer is relentless. I rejoice in this hope that our tomb will be empty and we will be completely forgiven, totally healed, and dancing with the Lord. That joy you felt today when we finally got to say, "Alleluia," is a fabulous gift that the Lord gives us. The way to keep that joy and increase it is to share it with your family that's not here today, with your busy friend, or your lonely neighbor, or that person in your book club, or that kid that sits next to you in homeroom. Invite them here. God will work on them for you. Remember that the Holy Spirit is his presence in the world, our very present help in time of trouble. All we have to do is invite them, offer a ride, and smile. You might tell them why you like to come here. You might tell them what God has done in your life. Did he roll a heavy stone away for you? Did he help you be not afraid? Did he heal a hurt? And if you think that today is the last day you'll hear about the glory of Easter, no way. We have 50 more days of Easter. It's longer than Lent. And I personally thought Lent was forever. So to know that we'll be talking about light conquering darkness in the world for 50 more days, you won't want to miss a single chapter. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen.
Amen.